Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jamison. The throw from Berg and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind takes first base on ball four. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Calm reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to third. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Redfern moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lind bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Langford moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns is hit by the pitch. Jameson scores. Langford moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Langford. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Clancy moves to third. Com moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Adkins moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Miller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a line drive towards the mound. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.